Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? KMB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT, March 19th, 2024, Vic Joseph, Booker T on commentary. We started off with Roxanne Perez versus Tatum Paxley. Roxanne gets the win, but what I love about this is Roxanne, this whole heel aspect of her, I'm really digging. And, you know, she has this beef with Lyra, and rightfully so. She hasn't lost that championship, and she wants to win it back. She's been telling Ava, like, hey, just strip her of the championship. She's hurt and everything. And here comes Lyra, you know. But she gets beat down as well. I'm really liking this vicious side of Roxanne. And then right after this, Ava checks on Lyra. Lyra tells Ava, like, yo, make the match happen. So at Stand and Deliver, we will have Roxanne Perez and Lyra for the championship. And I'm very excited about that. So that just means a great stacked weekend for me as a pro wrestling fan. So bring on WrestleMania. Alpha Academy's backstage with Metal 4. This is a fun little interaction. We got a big main event with Trick Williams and Noam Dar. So that's where we get that set up. Obafemi, Josh Briggs, and Dijak segment. Josh Briggs comes out first, and he says, like, hey, you know, Oba, what you did to my homie, what you did to my friend, you know, you just left him there, saw that sadistic smile on your face. So Oba comes out, and he's like, hey, you ain't worthy of me. No one's worthy of me, yeah, you know. And then here comes Dijak, and Dijak's like, hey, man, I told you, when you stop playing with your food and stop playing with these kids, there's somebody here that really wants to take a shot at you, and that's me. So I'm guessing we're going to get Dijak, Josh Briggs, and Obafemi as a triple threat for that North American championship. Josh Briggs calls Dijak Shaft. Dijak responds with, like, hey, I'm white. I thought that was interesting. But Sean Spears is watching on, and Joe Gacy is watching Sean Spears, and that got me excited because I'm like, I do really like these two. And if they're going to play into this, we might get a five-way match. You never know, but I think it's really going to come down to a three-way for the North American Championship. That's just how I feel. We got a number one contendership match up next, qualifier. Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Charlie Dempsey and Miles Bourne of the No Quarter Catch crew. Nathan Frazier and Axiom are going to move on to that triple threat match to see who will face our tag team champions, Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker. So we got a little bit of an NXT anonymous, Von Wagner and Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone yelling at Von Wagner, and I really like this because Von Wagner carried Mr. Stone out like a baby, and that's what he's pissed off about. He's like, you carried me out like a baby in your arms, and Von's like, yo, man, I was just trying to help you out. He's like, no, you made me look like a baby. I thought that was funny. Braun and Baron are backstage, you know, with Kelly. And I guess apparently they went out to go eat because Baron Corbin tells Braun, like, hey, man, you know, someone invites you out to dinner, and that means they got you, right? He's like, hey, he doesn't leave and use the restroom right when the bill comes. Yeah, I really love these two's chemistry. You can tell Kelly's having fun with them. Alpha Academy interrupts and said, hey, we want a shot at those tag team championships as well. We're going to face you next week, both of you. If Alpha Academy wins, we're in. So I was like, I don't know about another triple threat match, but okay. All right, for Stand and Deliver, they have Bron Breakker, Baron Corbin, Alpha Academy, and whoever's going to win in that triple threat next week. So, and I'm thinking it's the Good Brothers. I think the Good Brothers are going to go all the way in this thing. I just got that feeling inside. Sol Ruka versus Brian Lee Reese with Idris and Malik on the outside. Sol for the win. Not a big fan. But Blair Davenport attacks Sol, so that made me happy because I'm a fan of Blair Davenport. We have Ren, Gigi, Ariana backstage. Gigi lost to Ariana, and she's complaining, like, hey, Ariana cheated. And Ariana's like, I'm going to make you into the best NXT princess ever, basically, or pageant queen, whatever you want to call it. And Gigi's like, We get a message from Ridge Holland. He's talking about, hey, I'm not having the greatest run right now, but I'm going to do what I can to get back on top of the mountain. And yeah, that's all we hear for Ridge. We have Tony D'Angelo in the Ilya Dragunov segment right here. And it's awesome, man. I cannot wait to see Tony D'Angelo become the champ. I don't think he is. I'm rooting for him because I do like Tony D'Angelo, but I just feel like he will not beat Ilya Dragunov, and Ilya Dragunov is going to go for a very long time as a champion. I think that Shawn Michaels has so much faith in him as a champion. So, but we'll get a damn good match at Stand and Deliver between these two. Thea is with Riley backstage. She's apologizing, saying, hey, you know, that wasn't me. You know, JC's really changed me, but I'm back to being myself. I'm trying to figure out who I am. And Riley's like, oh, that's great. Let's be friends. Chase and Duke is with her as well, you know, afterwards, after Riley leaves. And Riley's like, hey, you guys coming out? Because we have a Heritage Cup match up next with Drew Gulak, or Gulak, with No Quarter Catch Crew, and Riley Osborne with Chase U on the outside. And this was a fun match. I'm not a big fan of the Heritage Cup matches, though. So Drew keeps the match, keeps the championship, the cup, or whatever you want to call it. But it was funny, is like this whole catch crew law, I don't know, quarter catch crew, anybody can be the champion in the group, anybody can defend the cup. So but with the help of Jasmine and JC, they have Drew Gulak keep that champ, keeps calling saying championship, keep the cup, keep the goddamn cup. So, and now Thea is pissed off with these two again, and it's gonna go end up in a war. And we have some really cool stuff backstage. Brooke, well, Fallon goes to Brooke and he's like, yo, you know, what's going on with you? What's going on? And he's like, hey, just leave me alone. You know, everyone's trying to figure themselves out. I'm trying to figure myself out and I'm lost. That's basically what I got from that. Then Jordan interrupts. She's ready to throw down later on with Kiana and Izzy. Like, she's like, I'm going to beat their asses. They put their hands on me. Ava's with Chase U and tells Chase U, like, hey, I have an opportunity here for y'all. Next up, for a next number one contender qualifier match, we have Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Hank and Tank. Obvious winner, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Like I said, I just got a feeling they're going to go all the way. Then we have Trick Williams up next. He has an interview before his match with Noam Dar. Then we go to Roxanne Perez. Well, she's outside and she's like, yeah, you can kiss my ass. She didn't say that, but that's the feeling I got from her on this. And after that, we have Kiana, Izzy, JC, Jasmine backstage. JC and Jasmine talking smack, and then they leave. And then here comes Jordan and Fallon attacking Kiana and Izzy. Just bam, wham, bam. So you know we're going to get a big tag team match after that. And Jordan and Fallon Henley, they're not playing. So now up to the main event, Trick Williams with Noam Dar. Fun match, Trick Williams for the win. But that wasn't the case here. We wanted Mello because he's like, hey, Mello comes out and tricks him. He's in the security guard forces or whatever, and they go and attack Trick Williams, and that's how we end the show. Carmelo on top, big match at Stand and Deliver. This show was really good for what it was. I had a lot of fun. I would say my match of the night, Nathan Frazier, Axiom, Charlie Dempsey, and Miles Bourne. I had a lot of fun with that. Drew Gulak and Riley Osborne, even though I'm not a big fan of these Heritage Cups. So a lot of stuff and moving pieces and who's going to face. And I'm very interested to see if Alpha Academy is going to beat Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker, which I don't think is going to be the case at all. So they're not having the best track record. And it's only Otis and Tozawa. So I'm not seeing any of that, you know. So we'll see what happens. Tell me what you thought of the show. 3 out of 5. Drop those comments. Hit that like. Hit the subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandpa. Share it to the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Hey, yo, everybody, pay attention. Got something to get off my chest. Hayes, this is personal. We don't got to wait to Stand and Deliver.